It's a pleasure to have you here in Wheelsbridge Town together with all the beautiful butt sweating and smelling boys and girls. They are here to be pop stars for a reasonable and low cost, less than 10% of the cost of a professional studio. It is cheap here by two reasons: no rental for the basement to pay, and many machines are homemade. However, some of the bands pay quite a lot, because they stay here 10 hours for each hour they can afford in a normal sound recording studio. You have probably traveled here with a time machine. We are in the early 80s now. Let me explain what we do here. The pop stars do produce some sound, or noise, as my neighbors call it. Each pop star has one or several microphone or microphones near him slash her. They are connected by three wires each to the homemade mixer console. Two of the wires are twisted and put into the third wire, which acts as a shield. At the homemade mixer, the PCPs are produced by using hydrochloric acid and hydrogen peroxide. The shield is connected to the chassis and the other two to the input transformers. 24 such input transformers exist. Then the signal goes to the low noise operation amplifiers, quad-Z wide bandwidth operation amplifiers LF347 and mics produced by National, IDA40 pieces, so in total 160 operation amplifiers, filters, potentiometers, limiters, gates, compressors. Then the signals are mixed together or fed separately to the 8-track FastX machine. When the pop stars feel they have produced sufficient noise for the songs, the real mixing session starts. I press the green play button in the remote control, built into the mixer, of the FastX 88, and we start adjusting levels and connection of the spring reverb, the tape echo, the 40 milliseconds delay circuits, analog shift registers built in the mixer, the limiters, the analog frequency doubler, the compressors, Marinus and Trident, the analog gates, homemade, and equalizers, homemade. Then it is time to press the red record button in remote control in the mixer for the two-channel Remox A77 to produce the master tape, FX456. Normally that tape is then just played to record TTK-80 cassettes with the Yamaha K960, but sometimes we bring it to the Newman engraving stylus at the cutting room in Salma to do real vinyl. It is not possible to encode MP3, because the personal computer in the house, Luxor ABC80, does not have enough memory, just 16 byte, and speed, 1 MHz C80 CPU. And the efficient MP3 encoding that dupes the ears that its WAV format isn't invented by the German Fraunhofer team yet. Like so many candles in the basement. We had a little problem December 27, 1983. I had recorded the December-y music but not the warm voice of Culling Miss Y. So suddenly a problem, no light but much more worse, no 220B, 50Hz to the FastX and the mixer. I checked the house fuses, they are in his mixing room. All are okay. I tried to call Dick Niskenberken that is responsible for the electrical power in Linköping, but the line was busy. After a while, I had to fetch some candles in the kitchen and carry the battery-powered radio down to Miss Y. My intention was to play some music for her. I did know that she can't stand long time in silence. When I turned it on, just a lot of talk about the problem, almost the whole Sweden without electricity. It was judged to be solved within an hour, but I sat with Miss Y in the romantic candlelight the whole day, until she and Tommy had to go out in the darkness of Wheelsbridge Town. May I propose you now take your Walkman and listen to the cassette tapes Boss has copied for you. Among the tapes you can find sound from the time before the equipment was installed in the basement, before any good microphones were bought, as well as sound from this basement. Another type of rare sound can also be found, the sound recorded live with another little homemade mixer connected to the FastX. Unfortunately, I think it was just Andrasiden, Ism, Svensson recorded live with 8 tape tracks. The other live recordings you can find are direct mixed with headphones to the Remox A77 or the Tandberg 9100X. Any real pop stars? Yes, the live bands at Aglonian Mopind. Information, for you born after 1980, Mopind was big as at Aglon before the punk. The genre was trig. Real Star is one of the singers. Most of the youngsters are normal persons now, although some of them are directors. However, many of them still have a dream, to enter the big stage. Please enjoy searching around in the tapes and understand it is a wide mix of different kinds of noise at this site. The genre is punk, new wave, punk pop, anti-vegan hardcore, happy pop, sven, ska rock, pop, hard rock. If you dislike or like anything, you have to pay by sending me an email with your beautiful words. Best regards, Boss B.S. Here comes some more stuff, but you have to speak Swedish to understand most of the written or verbal material. But the three chords the pop stars produce, I am sure you understand. As alternative, day I propose you want some Supremes in Lima in Total Music. You have the lyrics in English in their homepage. If you can record an English cover in this hit, you will be heard in worldwideweb.b-sound.com. Make yourself heard and convince me that my dream in an English version of Stuka Drummer isn't any Supreme.